beauty
and the trill. Bring you the ignorant
and the real.
Oh.
What's up?
What's good? Nigga hitting high notes.
Falsetto on you niggas. What's going on? Beauty and the trail. We is busy.
We back on this gorgeous day.
It is a very nice day cheat today. Weather. It's a lot of different weather. I saw a lot of different weathers. A lot of different descriptions of weathers on the timeline today. And that was weak.
I think Cardi B said something like, it's a perfect day to walk out on your nigga.
Absolutely. It's a nice day to walk out on your nigga.
Oh, man.
And she said, it's just, you know, fun and games, guys. Don't take it too serious.
I don't know.
Big facts. You tell me I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. What's going on with you?
Ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new day.
Yeah, it is new a new week. Day.
Busy,
yep.
Busy, 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 busy.
Yep. We had a great weekend. Thank you, Ashley, for cooking for us.
Hell yeah, Ashley.
Yo, that food was good. I didn't think Ashley could cook.
Me neither.
She can season and she can grill. So that was lit. Thanks, yeah. Ashley.
It's a wife.
All right. Let's get into this KSA, yeah?
What's up? What you got?
Here we go. Listen, queen. Hey, you girl. Yeah, you girl. You are a queen with or without a nigga. Okay? Let me say it again. You are a gem. You are a queen. You are an empress with or without a nigga. Okay? So, I've just been seeing a whole lot of stuff on the timeline lately. It's not even lately. It's just like, y'all annoying. Like, niggas be saying little stuff. Niggas as in men. They be saying little stuff like, oh, I see why she's single. Or, if y'all so popping, why y'all can't keep a nigga? Like, stuff like that. And I'm just like, I mean, I don't see the correlation. Like, she has to, in order for her. So, the definition of her being popping. It's her having a man, having a boyfriend, having a fiance, having a husband. Like, I don't see the correlation. When I was single, I was still popping. I'm in a relationship, and I'm just as popping. I'm the same type of popping. If he leaves me tomorrow, Kilo's still going to be popping. Like, niggas don't define that, okay? And I really hope my queens out there don't really fall into that trap. If you're single, you don't have to be lonely. You can be alone, but you don't have to be lonely. And when a nigga come, he not gonna add nothing, girl. He ain't gonna add nothing but stress. Let me tell you, he ain't gonna add nothing but stress, or he's gonna add great value to your life, okay? If he's that nigga, he can add, not really value to your life. I don't want to say value. He's gonna.
He can, look at Karrueche. Chris added.
He not gonna, hello, not gonna do that.
To her fucking life.
Niggas was in your mentions about that.
They was, but I mean,
but he's gonna add that extra oomph, okay? So if he takes his oomph, you still gonna be that bitch. Like, he's not gonna add anything, any worth to you. I hope I'm trying to make sense of this, okay? So yes, the right nigga can come along. He can love you right. He can treat you like a queen. He can worship the ground you walk on, girl. He can feed you grapes. He can feed you strawberries. He can suck your toes, okay? All that good stuff. And you can be a queen. That nigga can leave the next day. And guess what, boo? You still a queen, boo. Okay? So yes, that is the key to say you are a queen with or without that peasy head nickel. And there's that. Email me if you have any questions. Okay? All right, moving on. Bump a dump. We ain't had no new music this week. So ain't no bump a dump.
Ain't nothing. Keep bumping that. What we've been. Keep bumping that Drake. Keep bumping that Rose.
Oh,
keep
yes.
Bumping that Kodak.
Yes. All
that's
that.
That's in rotation for me right now.
Keep bumping that Tremaine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just bumping 2088 too. That still gets played from me. No shade. Okay, let me give you the mess first, and then we're going to get into this love and hip-hop. You know we love a little love and hip-hop, okay? So Mariah Carey, listen, I don't mean to sound... This sounds problematic. I'm already putting a disclaimer out there. But Mariah really cannot keep a man. And that's a very problematic statement.
She lost her voice, can't keep a nigga.
She sounds horrible. Did you see her on stage with Get Dang on Busta Rhymes? What the heck?
I don't know what was going on.
She said, maybe if you give it to me. No, I sound better than her. It was really bad. It was really bad. Anyway, Mariah Carey just broke up with her backup dancer bae. He was like a rebound from her billionaire fiance that she had. But TMZ.
She had a billionaire fiance?
Yeah. So she broke up with Nick. And then she had the white billionaire fiance, and then broke up with him. And then she got with this background dancer for like 5 seconds.
Fucking with the help.
And now they're and now they're over. So TMZ reports that Mariah pulled the plug on their relationship after the background dancer Brian said he felt, quote, disrespected, unquote, when Mariah and Nick attended the Nickelodeon's Kids Choice Awards after their with their children on March 11. Oh. Okay, the site also claims that a jealous Brian would try to lash out on Mariah for kicking it with Nick by flirting with other women, and he also had a penchant for expensive chains and watches. Okay, girl, well, I'm sorry, Mariah. I take this back. It's not you keeping this nigga. This nigga just crazy.
Yeah. She gets a pass for this one.
Jealous, insecure niggas are really the worst. Like, honestly and truly, you know. Okay, speaking of Miss Mimi, Mariah Carey, she just announced a partnership label with L.A. Reid. So she's getting her coin, okay? Epic Records and Mariah Carey have revealed a joint partnership for the R&B star's own label. So her label is going to be called Butterfly MC Records. Of course, you know, named after herself. And it gives her freedom to sign artists and distribute her own music, allowing her to bring in more revenue as a business owner. That is according to Forbes. The first project to come off will be her own. And no word yet on a release date of a title. I'm very interested to see what kind of artist she would sign. Very interested. Because she'd be shading some artists that are actually very talented. So, yeah, man. So, Kendrick Lamar just releasing his album cover work for his upcoming album entitled Damn. And he just revealed his track list. So, of course, Twitter is having fun.
I didn't get what I saw earlier. Now I do.
Twitter's having fun with this. Oh, my gosh. Y'all got to see the artwork. And y'all got to see the jokes. Because if I tell you now, you won't get it. But, yeah, man, I don't know what Kendrick's doing. Hopefully, the music is going to be fire. But, you know, I really don't doubt Kendrick and his art. Our artistic ability and all that good stuff. So I'm sure we're in great hands. Okay. All right. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Man.
The Juice. So let's start from the beginning. Yeah. So it starts off with Jocelyn sitting down with Jessica Dine. They had a great conversation.
I like that they was able to.
Me too.
Because we're going to be beefing over the dumbest, pettiest shit. And all it takes is somebody to just reach out and be like, hey. And then they good.
Absolutely. I see Dime is on something else. Dime seems like she's on a whole new.
She's pretty to me. I don't know if that's my inner hood nigga just liking her, but I think
she's a pretty girl. Yeah, she's a pretty girl. Yeah. So good for her. And then later on in the show, she made up with Dawn, which I thought that was dope too. She was like, I don't have a problem with you. So yeah, good for her. And she off from the show, she just got engaged. Jessica Dime. Okay. So congratulations to her. Maybe it's that love. See, a good nigga will come and settle you down. That should be my next PSA. Anyway, what else? Okay, so lovely Mimi. You don't like her.
I wonder what she fucking talk. This shit is mad annoying. I don't really like Asians who act like they black. Mm-hmm. When bitches, they talk, they sound stupid.
You think she's trying too hard? You think she's trying hard?
I think, you know, like, I guess it's how she came up. So I'm not going to say she's trying.
Right.
It's just a bad mix, and that's just the result of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say she's trying too hard. It's just how she grew up. But ugh.
I agree. I don't think she, I don't think she's trying too hard either. Yeah, I do think she grew up in, I think she said PG County?
Yeah, D.C. or
something D.C. like area. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. She would be lit like that. I think it really was not her place to spill that tea.
It wasn't, but that girl just kept.
I'm dripping in $15,000.
She let it ride, but then she was like, you know what, bitch, you got your own issues, so now I'm just about to spill this tea. If she would have just kept it brief, she probably wouldn't have said nothing, but she just really kept trying to go in on her.
She did. But lovely Mimi really wanted to say something
before. She did want to say something.
You could see it on the tip of her tongue. She was like, it's really not me you need to be worried about. Yeah.
And that was it right there.
So that whole thing, that girl, what's her name? Mariah?
Mariah, yeah.
Ew. That's gross, man. All these disease-free, unwedded, unmarried dinglings, and you choose to hop on a married man. I don't know, man. I just got beef with that.
Yeah. You mean if you're doing for the check, that is fucked up.
Even if you're doing it for a check, like dudes with girlfriends, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's something else. But, like, Mary, I don't know. That just goes into. And then that's your boss husband. Like,
you a brave ass bitch. She's brave.
She's too brave for me. Like, she would have got hands on her.
She had it, but there's no other.
She was very upset that homie wasn't really riding for her. But what do y'all expect? Another KSA. Like, if you decide joint and everything blows up in front of the main joint, yeah, he's really gonna make you seem like you crazy.
Like, I feel like that needs to be established from the jump. Like, bitch, if this shit ever goes down, I'm denying
everything. Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
You really not that important.
I'm not gonna be in court behind you getting half my shit taken.
Right.
I'm not riding for you.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
So she was really upset about that. She was like, "He's whack. You lame for that. You corny for that." Like, no, he's married, and yeah, he gonna do what he got to do to ride for his wife.
He was real nonchalant though.
He was real nonchalant.
She should have known he was cheating though, because I mean, one episode she was like, "Then he had sex then forever." So I mean, right. She probably just ain't expected it to be her little assistant and shit.
Probably not. I don't know, man. She just seemed like she was a little bit too busy for him. But anyway, whatever. What else happened in that show? Jocelyn, she ain't doing nothing.
Confronted his baby mama about.
Oh yeah, how you feel about that? You think she homie hopping? What you think?
Yeah, if they were friends like that, then of course that's a direct homie hop. That's not even like you was affiliated with the nigga. Like, that's literally you was this nigga friend. That's a straight.
A direct homie hop.
You
know,
you seen him dap him up sometimes. I might be like, all right, that might not be the homie, but nigga, that was his boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but Rod has a lot of girlfriends.
He does.
And they're all like, hey,
that's
Rod.
That's three. Yeah. Does the baby mama know about that, though? She has to.
She probably does. Because, I mean, the way the situation he was describing was like, I smashed Rod's girl. And then she's like, oh, I'm seeing Rod, too. Like, and I don't know.
That's weird.
What the fuck is this nigga doing? But he has girlfriends and they're all on deck.
This is why niggas can be trash, because women allow it. I mean,
you can't even really say that Rod is trash. Because
I'm saying you can't. Like, he's that behavior is being accepted by the women all around him. So, whatever.
That's wild.
Whatever. But this episode is about minding your business, so I'm going to do just that, minding my business. Okay? Good stuff. So, the moves. What is there to do this weekend?
That move I posted earlier.
What you post?
The go-kart and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's, and that is something fun that I hope niggas are able to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so at G-Force Indoor Entertainment, it's a go-kart race place on Airline Boulevard. It's basically five people, $55 for the group from 6 to 11 every Friday. You get unlimited karting, paintball, and RC cars for $55. So that's you get five people, $11 a piece. And y'all lit from 6 to 11, or, you know, that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something fun that I will. If we don't do it this weekend, it's going to be shortly, coming soon.
Okay.
And, of course, you got MPs. I was at MPs without you this past Friday.
Oh.
It was, it was lit. You know, it was lit. And MPs is pretty lit every week. Mm-hmm. I mean, for free, I'm really not going to say it's trash because it's free. You got all the wings and shit, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really quick.
That's all I got for moves.
I don't know if this is, this kind of goes in the moves. Sorry. Meant to have this up and prepared. Okay. So I don't know if this is still a thing or not, but you can hit up Rod_baby for this one. He wants to know, did Rick Ross come already? No, that's April 29th.
That's 29th.
Who wants to open for the boss, Rick Ross, April 29th at the Ted Constance Center? Serious inquiries only. Spots limited. Contact the Good Show Group at 757-450-9257.
You going to that?
If you're interested in doing that, okay. Rick Ross, probably not. But I don't know, maybe. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna post this on our Twitter. So if you want to get the link, I mean, I just gave you the number. So call those people if you're interested in opening up. Rod_baby is who he is on Instagram. If you want to hit him up, or at Beauty and Trill if you want to see exactly what this post is talking about on our Twitter. Yep. Cool. Who's hiring?
Jobs. I have a tier 2 help desk specialist for the Veteran Staffing Network of Easter Seals in Portsmouth. Tier 2 help desk. So they need a basically this is for veterans or a military spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You can be providing support for PC users. Starting off at $35,000 a year. That's what it's starting off at. Like I said, that's Veteran Staffing Network of Easter Seals in Portsmouth, Virginia, tier 2 help desk specialist. And also, there's a new call center opening up in Hampton. I know the Sprint call center used to be there, and they moved out of there, or whatever, when they closed down. But now another company is coming in there. It's called WPS Health Solutions. They're hiring for a number of positions. The position I'm going to tell you guys about is a claims processor too. I actually have a friend that's about to start. It's about to start over there, and that's in Hampton, in the old Sprint call center building. A claims processor for WPS Health Solutions. Like I said, they are hiring. I think interviews are going on the last couple of weeks of this month. So if you're in the Hampton area, or if you're in any area, that's a good. And I think they're starting off at around 14, 15, things like that. So that's a good spot.
Right.
So that's what I have for the jobs.
Okay. Oh, just to rewind really quick, I have something to add to the move. So Packed House Tour. Featuring Traptastic, it is a networking event. Bring your own promotion. Guaranteed exposure. Calling all clothing vendors, artists, media, promoters, DJs, models. We probably need to go to this.
That's a nigga. That shit.
April 15th.
No, I'm playing.
Why say Virginia Beach or Gummy Lounge? I thought Origami was in Norfolk, but whatever. It's going to be at Origami. Maybe it's right on the line of Virginia Beach and Norfolk.
It might be on the beach. That's a good one.
Anyway. When is it? It's April 15th. Was that Saturday? And it's called Packed House. It's called Traptastic Networking Event. And that is happening at 5 p.m. Red carpet pictures start at 5 p.m. I probably don't need to take no red carpet pictures. The Packed House Tour kicks off at 6 p.m. I don't see any ticket information. But just hit up them Traptastic niggas and ask them what's really good with that.
Where we going?
Yeah, we in there. Okay. All right, topic of the day. Man, I love to sing, and I can't even do it.
Yeah, you can.
So, mind your business.
Mind your motherfucking business.
Okay, so real quick, trivia for the culture. See if you really for the culture. What line is this from? What sitcom is this line from? Back up, back up. Mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
Oh, I don't know.
You whack. You really not for the culture.
Martin? I don't know.
No, Fresh Prince. When Will was teaching Ashley how to fight the bully. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do now, but I mean, I was supposed to remember like a specific line.
No,
like,
man, because if you just watch stuff like that all the time, then you already know what's up. Back up, back up. Mind your business. That's all. That. Just mind your business. I love that line. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, mind your business. What's up, Trill?
Your motherfucking business.
Mm-hmm.
This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Cause people don't mind their fucking business.
They don't. Tell me about it. Let me know what's on your mind.
First of all, you know, being in an adult workplace, you find that out quick. Mm. Like, I didn't even know the issues that people had until I started working around. I never really had issues when I was in high school around kids and shit.
Yikes.
When you get around adults is when you really start to see that people don't
mind their business.
People don't mind their business.
Okay. You want to share? Since you already out here. Or give me some kind of... what are they not minding their business about, Trill?
Just worry about what the fuck you doing.
Right.
I know at work, especially at my work, I really don't, I might conversate with, you know, like one or two other people. So I really don't go over shit that's happening in my life. I don't tell nobody shit. Mm. And when you don't tell people shit, if people don't see you, then people they'll start to speculate and just make shit up. I mean, I had to check one nigga, somebody, I missed a couple days. I not even missed a couple days of work. I had got a new, like, work assignment, so I just wasn't around niggas like that. I had my own, a whole different schedule. And the rumors going around that I was fired. And I checked nigga like, well, why are you, first of all, why the fuck are you worried about me?
Right.
Like, why are you saying that I'm fired? Mm. Like, I'm still here. I don't have to say, I'm not working with y'all niggas anymore. I do my own thing now, so I'm here. Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, just niggas just always, like, especially like with me, like, especially with the niggas who've seen me outside of work, so they know that I be on, you know, my shit, doing my thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, niggas just always gonna, people always gonna talk. Yeah. If you don't talk, people gonna talk for you.
Big facts.
If you don't tell your business, then people just gonna
make up business for you. But that's very unfortunate because, like, why? Why we gotta do all that? Why is you worried? It's a lot of people in the world. It's a lot of people to worry about. Why would you be worried about me and what I'm doing?
Yeah, why the fuck do you care?
Or them and what they're doing.
And even hear other people talk about other people and shit. I'm like, why the fuck are you worried about what the fuck they doing? I don't give a fuck what anybody else is doing.
I don't care. But you know what? Let's get deeper into that. You know, we can say mind your business when it comes to people that you don't know, because that's just a definite.
Yeah, that's a rule of thumb.
But let's talk about friends and family. Because them niggas don't know how to mind their business neither, even though they are your friends and family. No, first and foremost, your parents. At this age, God bless you if your parents aren't helping you in any type of fashion or any type of form. Salute to you. Yeah. But you know, early 20s, can I even say that still? We in the mid 20s now.
Yeah.
Dang. That sucks. Anyway.
You know, just hit you.
Yeah, right? You know, parents still help out in some type of form or fashion. And sometimes when they do that, they feel as though that they can be in your business. Sometimes you got to tell your mother or your father, mind your business in the most respectful way possible. Because they want to know, oh, who's that girl you were talking to?
Bruh.
Oh, who's that guy? Oh, you got a boyfriend now, Kiara?
Come on, I swear I got a girlfriend. Every time she see me, she's like, I know you're lying. I'm like, Ma, if I had somebody, Ma, I would tell you I don't have an issue with that.
Well, why she think you lying, Trill?
I don't have a history of telling fibs.
Oh, well.
I don't really have a good track record.
You be lying to your mama.
Not even lying. I just.
You just be, don't be telling her the truth.
Yeah.
The whole truth.
Yeah, the whole, yeah. Okay. I'll leave out bits and pieces.
Right, for her own good.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any family members you have to tell them to mind their business or friends?
I want to say this to my grandma, but I would never.
Because she'll smack you.
She'll be in your shit. And she's just in your shit. Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Unapologetically. Yeah. Like,
so I guess she get a pass. Like, she gonna just be in the business. And you just going to have to deal with it. How dare you?
I got a good question. Okay, well, hold up. Before we hop off of that, your friends, okay? So I feel like sometimes you tell your friends what you want them to know. Or you can tell them everything. Sometimes, most of the time, I tell my friends what I want them to know and not everything. Especially when it comes to, like, my relationship or my finances or what have you. It's just not anybody's business. So, when your friends start prying, do you feel as though that your friends have that pass to mind your business? Or, you know, you tell them, girl, or you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I mean, my guy friends really don't pry. We talk, and they're not really going. I'll tell them this, and they'll, you know, I really don't have that issue with. They probably wouldn't have an issue with guys.
But you have female friends.
Yeah, they probably pry a little bit. I don't really mind.
Sometimes, you know, I pry.
Yeah, I don't really mind telling them shit. Or whatever, because they tell, because it's mutual. They'll tell me shit. I'll tell them shit.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, cool beans. Yeah. So, is it possible to tell your boyfriend or your girlfriend and mind their business? About your business?
That's a good one.
It is a good one. I got to think about that one.
I think I would do it.
You would tell her to mind her business?
Yeah.
Regarding what? I'm just curious. Like, maybe she's in your pockets?
Yeah, maybe something like that. I'd be like, mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe she asking you like, yo, so who is this? I don't know if you can.
You should see the look I'm giving him.
Well, who is this? Like, mind your business. They're probably not really.
You would tell your girlfriend. Hold on. So who would she be saying? Who is this?
Maybe
to?
Somebody tweeting you, or maybe somebody. She seen somebody give you a hug or some shit, or maybe she seen you on Snapchat.
You really trying to die? Are you trying to die?
And I mean, I know it might not be a good thing, but I can see myself being like, yo, just chill out, mind your business.
Oh, no, you're not ready for a relationship. If my man is hugging some hoes out and about.
Why they gotta be hoes?
Because I thought we went over this. It was some video online. It's a group of women. We call them hoes. You ain't seen that video?
Nah.
Real quick pause. That video is so funny. He was like, listen, y'all gotta quit being so. I don't know if he said hoes or bitches. It's probably hoes. He was like, y'all gotta quit being so sensitive. I don't care if I see SWV. It's a group of women. I call them a group of hoes. Like, don't take it literal. Right. Anyway, that video is funny. Find it. Anyway, so if you out parlaying with hoes, you hugging them and doing all of that, and then I'm asking you, who was that? And you come back and you tell me to mind my business?
No, I probably would tell you, but if you keep praying.
Look at my face. Because I really wish my nigga would.
If you keep, like, I'm like, all right, just, you know, fall back some, slightly.
Wow. Yeah, you don't need no, I don't know what.
I'm going to tell you, but if you keep.
Oh, okay, so you'll be like, that's Chelsea or constant, that's Keisha.
After constant pestering, I'm going to tell you, hey, shawty, mind yours.
You a bold one. You a real bold one. I don't see that ending too well if she's anything like me. Okay.
Oh, shit.
It's kind of inevitable to mind your business sometimes. Sometimes it is inevitable. I know a lot of people be like, just mind your business. Drink water, mind your business. But sometimes, like, I think everybody in some way or another, in some type of fashion, has not minded their business. Like, even if you ask your friends, you know, you just ask me how such and such was going or how that was going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I could have easily been like, that's none of your business. Or, you know, I'm asking you, like, oh, hey, how's Cam doing? You can easily say, that's none of your getting on business.
No. You know, but it is, though. I feel like it is your business. It is. You know, how's your son? That's a valid question.
Yeah,
it is
a valid question.
Make sure that he's fine. You know, does this nigga might need you something. You might know something that.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I feel like it's different degrees to it.
And, right.
When it comes to minding your business, people are like, oh, y'all always in my business. If it's on the TL, it's my business. It's our business now.
I'm glad you said something.
If you put it on the TL, you can't be like, oh, y'all, well, you tweeted it. Once that shit hits the TL, it is all of our business. I will talk about it. I will retweet. I will comment. Might even, hey, you see this? If it's on the TL.
Quote it.
It's our business.
Throw it to your timeline.
It's my business, too.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people do that. They throw stuff on Twitter timelines. They fuss with their boyfriends up there, going back and forth up there. They be posting like little memes on Instagram that be subbing whoever.
Mm-hmm.
They vent on Snapchat.
Yep.
And then when you talk about it or when you got something to say about it, people really want you to mind their business.
No.
I really be.
It's our business.
It's our business. We all know. We all know. This is. I'm in it. I want to know what happened.
Exactly.
What did he say to you, girl? Like, we all in this.
It's absolutely all our business.
Yeah, so I really think in order for people to not mind your business, then you shouldn't, if you don't share anything, then there's no business to be in or to pry in.
Exactly.
In some type of way. You know what I mean? Like, they might make up stuff or whatever, but it wouldn't be the truth. Mm-hmm.
What about third-party situations?
Explain.
Or like a friend is in a situation with somebody else, and you feel that you might need to, you should intervene.
Oh, that's a good one.
You gonna intervene, or you just gonna?
So you saying like if I know something?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's say two shorties that you know is talking, fucking with the same nigga. Let's not even say that they're both in relationship. That's just they're both in situationships with them. They're both fucking with them. Are you minding that, or are you gonna hold that down?
Ooh, that's a good one.
When should you?
Are they both my friends?
They're both.
It's a couple of factors. Friends. I'm not gonna ask you all these hypothetical questions.
They're both your friends. Let's just say it's not even really your best one. Let's just say it's I'm sure you have some friends that are closer than others. So let's just say a couple of them that are not as close than your super
close friends.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, Trill. That's a really good one because let me tell you, both scenarios. If you say something to either one of them, then you might be like the hating friend, or you might be lying, or because exactly. You know what, when women are dickmatized, whether that is her nigga or not, she's liable to not be all the way there in the mind.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind your business and you be like, hey girl, this is what's going on, this is what I know, these are the receipts, and she still be like, girl, you a hater or whatever. Or if
why?
You right, why? Or if you don't say anything and you keep your things, you know, it's not my business, I'm gonna get my hands clean from it. Then when it blow up, then they're gonna be looking at you like, did you know this? And if you say, kinda, then what kind of friend are you, you know, close or not, that you didn't tell her that? So I don't know. I probably would sit both of them hoes down at the same time. Be like, look, let me tell y'all something. Both this one penis, y'all sharing this one penis. And that's that. I'm not even going to say like this long spiel or anything like that. Like, y'all both sharing the penis. So what's up? You know? How about you in that situation? If you know two guys. You know, vice versa. You know two guys and they messing with some shorty and the shorty making it seem like...
I'm telling that shit because I know niggas probably going... Niggas not... Women might be offended. Niggas will probably be like, good look.
Okay.
And hold that down.
Word. Okay, well, let me make it more juicier for you. You have female friends.
Yeah.
Okay. If you got two female friends and they messing with one of the dudes that you know, what's up? What you doing?
So I know all parties involved.
You know all parties involved.
If I know the dude and know the girls, then I'm probably not saying shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell dude though.
Okay, but listen, you know the dude and these two girls, you cool with, like these are your friends.
First of all, if the dude knows me, he probably not gonna let me get wind of that.
Oh, that's true. Because you're friends with the girls.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to do better with my... One more scenario.
Yeah, nigga, batting 1,000.
Okay, one more scenario, because I am the scenario queen. Okay, so let's just say... God dang it. I just had one on my freaking brain. Let's just say, so you know the girl, right? And, okay, yeah, great. The girl is your friend. The only person that you got loyalty in this thing is the girl. And you see her nigga out cheating. You've been in a situation like this, low key.
Yeah, you see
her nigga out there cheating. What you doing? Are you minding your business or are you keeping your nose out of it?
If I see my homegirl's nigga out cheating,
mm-hmm.
I don't know the nigga.
You don't know him. No, you only know him through her.
That's a good one. I really don't like having to be in shit like that.
Right. It's just messy. You would hate to put yourself in that.
I would hate to put myself in that shit, but I probably would tell her.
Okay.
Or maybe set her in a position where she's cheating too.
Well, you have my permission, Trill, right here, right now. If you ever see my nigga out here cheating, then you better tell me. I need receipts. I need to take pictures. But pictures is really kind of girly.
I probably got to hit him up like, bro, I got to do it to you.
Hey, bro, let me holler at you for a second. I got to do it to you. You know I'm going to tell Kilo, right? All right.
You just have to hold it down. Either you could tell her.
That's a good one. Man to man.
Man to man. Like, look, you're going to have to go ahead and tell her, but I'm sorry. I have to do this. I'm sorry.
I'm pulling up my phone right
Rather
now.
Rather you than me.
I'm so sorry. That's funny. Those are some good questions. Sometimes you can't mind your business for the sake of relationships. Sometimes you just can't mind your business. You have to insert yourself in people's business and let them know, hey, girls, y'all both nibbling on the same boss. Okay, so, be safe out here.
Stay safe.
That was dope. I like that topic. Mind your business, though,
but
really.
Like, when it comes to it's just regular shit, just mind your fucking business. You got work on the job. Because that's been what I've been doing. I've been minding my business, and I've really been put in different positions and opportunities because I'm handsome and because I mind my business. Because I mind my business. That's really my biggest thing. I just started a new job assignment at work, and I'm like, look, bro, I just want to. I told dude, like, look, I'm just coming here to work, and I don't want to be in no bullshit.
Good.
He's like, good. I'm gonna do the same thing, and I'm like, word.
Perfect.
Everybody just gonna all mind our fucking business.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't stress that enough.
Mind it.
Just mind it. Especially if I don't know you. Like, no.
Please.
Leave me alone. Don't fucking worry about me. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm straight. But if you don't know me, don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm fine.
Absolutely.
And if I'm not fine, then I'll...
It's none of your concern still because I don't know you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Do you. And we're going to all be good.
Mm-hmm. This is really, truly near and dear to your heart. I see that. I see the passion on your face.
It's a fucking sermon.
Yeah, man.
Just leave me the fuck alone, yo.
Please leave Trill alone. Please swell up on your. All right, so what's up? We got a B&T letter today.
We do. Dear Beauty and the Trill, I feel like one of my good friends, other friend, is taking advantage of her kindness.
Mm.
She never pays for anything when we go out and always allowing my friend to pay. And always on Snapchat, flexing like she has it. Should I speak up or just let it go?
I don't know why I'm so weak. She said always on Snapchat, flexing like she has it. And she don't.
And she don't.
That's a good question, girl.
A fry session might be in order.
A fry session? You gotta flame her.
Because if your friend is like, you know, because I do know a lot of times women do get, especially like some women are not as, they're just kinder, they're not, and the women can pick up on who to be on that bullshit with.
Mm-hmm.
And if the girl is a nice girl, she might not even be trying to, you know, avoid the conflict. But if you're a dominant, like I know like a Kilo probably would be like, hey girl.
split that check.
Yeah, call her in the corner and just be like, nah, this is not gonna fly. Yeah, so I feel like you gotta tell her about herself.
You gotta grow some balls.
Yeah.
Grow a pair and tell her what's up. Don't let nobody take advantage of you. Listen, I'm a big proponent of pick and choose your battles, okay? I've learned that as an adult. You can't go to war about everything. I'm still learning that because I really want to go to war about everything. But sometimes you really do have to pick and choose your battles. This is a battle that you have to pick, okay? Because somebody's using you. And that's
a friend. They're using a friend.
Your friend.
Yeah.
which is really not your friend. Or to her defense, she may think that, you know, she don't really have to pay for nothing. Like, she might not feel that there's anything wrong with that. She may not feel that as though that she's using you. So you will have to bring it up to her attention. Don't be bucking about it at first. Just be like, hey, girl, can I talk to you? So, you know, you don't really go half on the check. We go out, you know, we copping these sections, girl. We eating good.
They're freeloading.
And you ain't really pulling your weight, you know. And on top of that, you borrowing my shoes. These are Steve Madden's, and you scuffing up the bottom, all that stuff. Like, you gonna have to have a conversation with her. Like, this is bothering me. And if she is your friend, then she'd be like, oh, girl, I'm sorry, I didn't even know that it was like that or whatever. But if she feels a way that she has to come up with her half, then ditch her. It's just as easy as that. That's a really good idea. Good question. So did the girl who wrote in, did she say that she should say something, or what should the girl do?
Yeah, she was saying what should her friend do. Basically, what should her friend do? Okay, kind of falls in the mind and your business. So is that her business to mind if you see that that's going on? Like, if you see one of your friends was getting taken advantage of, you be like, hey, yo, check this bitch.
Hey, yo, check this bitch. I'll probably say it jokingly, like, girl, she won't never pay for nothing. girl, you her sponsor.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and then she be like, oh, girl, you know, I'll just do it like that. But other than that, it's your money. But when it comes to if we all three of us out, I'm paying my half.
Yeah, you're third.
Exactly, or my third. Or if I'm treating my friend, you know, that would be kind of rude. I just got my drink and her drink. I don't know about her drink, though.
Like, that ain't rude.
That's not rude?
No, if you see that she's always...
Right.
Yeah, nope. She's good. She's had enough free shit.
I guess. So, yeah, man. Third party, just say something real calm about it. Be like, hey, girl, yeah, she always eat on your tie. And then if she'll pick up on that, and then just let her spend her coin. Yeah. Big facts. That was a good question. So yeah, there you have it. Thank you for not asking us about relationship stuff, because we was tired.
Exactly, we was.
So that has been another episode of Beauty and the Trill. Mind your goddamn business.
Mind your motherfucking business, bitch.
Yes. And next week, we'll be probably talking about some fitness stuff. Okay, we're gonna be in the middle of April.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it's time to get them. It's time to get their summer bodies. Like, summer's almost here.
Summer's almost around the corner. Like, next month we're gonna be wearing shorts and dresses. So it's here. It's here, yeah. Beloved. It's time to get fit. We're trying to have a special guest. Mom's the word right now. We're still trying to get her. But yeah. So just be prepared to hear some tips on how to get that body right.
Yeah.
And yeah. Subscribe. Review, tell rate. A friend, rate. Yes, exactly.
And we appreciate all the support and all the listeners thus far. I do see the numbers, and we appreciate everybody. We're gonna keep making this shit pop.
Yep, follow us on Twitter. We got some big moves coming in the summertime.
Huge moves. I
advise you to hop on this BNT train, this Beauty and the Trill train.
Huge moves,
because we about to take off. Okay, at Beauty and Trill on Twitter. All right, anything else for the people?
I'm out.
All right, see y'all later.
Holiday.